Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a fire tragedy in Gulzar House in Hyderabad in Telangana that claimed 17 lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased, and while the injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Telangana state government also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased in the fire accident. Deputy Chief Minister Bhatti Vikramark announced this after visiting the mortuary at Usmania General Hospital where the bodies were kept. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy directed the officials to take all measures to provide assistance to the affected people. 17 persons, including 8 children and 6 women, were killed when a fire broke out on the ground floor plus 2 stories of a building at Gulzar House area near the historic Charminar in Hyderabad this morning. Director General of Police Dr. Jitendra said initial reports indicate that there might have been a short circuit which caused the fire and 8 people lost their lives from suffocation. The remaining succumbed to their injuries while being treated. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the incident site and assured all assistance to the affected families.
Short circuit ke karan jo accident hua hai, bahut log isme dehant hua aur kuch ghayal bhi hai. Aise incident hona bahut dukhi baat hai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government has brought unprecedented changes in the health sector in the last 10 years through various schemes. Inaugurating the newly constructed building of K.K. Patel and Madhuben Patel Nursing College at Guzaria in Mehsana district of Gujarat, Mr. Shah said many poor patients of the nearby villages will be benefited from the increased facilities in this nursing college. He said that 60 crore citizens of the country are taking advantage of the Ayushman Bharat scheme. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The 7 groups comprising 59 members of parliament will visit a total of 32 countries. In Maharashtra, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed for synchronization of ICAR and other stakeholders in agriculture for achieving the goal of one nation, one agriculture and one team. Mr. Chauhan was interacting with farmers from Vidarbha region at a stakeholder consultation on Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan at Suresh Bhatt Auditorium in Nagpur.
हमने तय किया कि हमारे जितने वैज्ञानिक हैं एक महीना ये किसानों के बीच में रहेंगे, किसानों के गांव-गांव जाएंगे और वहां किसानों को आधुनिक शोध और अनुसंधान के बारे में बताएंगे, यहां की मिट्टी कैसी, यहां की जलवायु कैसी है, इतनी पानी है तो कौन सी फसल ठीक रहेगी, यहां कौन सा खाद डालना चाहिए, यहां बीमारियों का प्रकोप कौन सा होगा.
On the third day of his Bihar visit, Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi reviewed the security arrangements for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections in the Indo-Nepal border areas. Dr. Joshi held a meeting with SSB officials and district officials of West Champaran at Valmiki Nagar. International Monetary Fund IMF has slapped 11 new conditions on Pakistan for the release of the next tranche of its bailout program and warned that tensions with India could heighten risks to the scheme's fiscal, external and reform goals. As per a media report, the IMF slapped 11 more conditions on Pakistan, taking the total conditions to 50. The new conditions imposed on Pakistan include the parliamentary approval of a new 17.6 trillion rupee budget, an increase in the debt servicing surcharge on electricity bills, and lifting restrictions on import of more than 3-year-old used cars. And in IPL cricket, chasing a target of 220 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals were 94 for 1 in 7 overs at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bat first. In the second match of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.